100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day, until the day I die.com. It's the weekly challenge where I post the topic, and you come up with the stories. And there are a whole bunch of stories from you. You, all of you. Lots of you. Well, some of you. Just you? It's okay. The topic this week was a pick two. And of course, I don't have it in front of me, so I need to bring up the website. One a day until the day I die.com. Okay, it's mug, unfortunate, global, grime, elephant, splat, and dread. Would you like to hear the stories? Okay, let's go ahead and listen.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I called it Unfortunate Mug. The fast plane took off with ahs and ohs of exhilaration. It was the inaugural flight of a new model. Heads of state, ministers, members of parliament, journalists, an array of dubious reality TV personalities, even football players were invited. Each received a commemorative mug to display at home for curious visitors. When the plane crashed, a few miles short of the airport, the horror was only surpassed by the relief that there were no casualties, except for the mugs. Nobody cared for the mugs, and no one noticed that each mug had a little spying device. Close call, huh? And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog, lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
My mug was the result of an unfortunate accident. There was an profusion of global grime and chemicals in the atmosphere. My poor, expectant mother was exposed to such pollution as the official elephant tender at the town zoo in Cape May. This was determined to be the most significant cause for my deformity. My nose did not grow nor form naturally from the center of my face. It was more of a careless splat of flesh and gristle that the dread designer chose for me. I survived as a bit player in off-Broadway productions of Russian playwrights. Number 2. I came to dread the splat I would often hear on the walk outside my tent. They would parade the elephant by every morning on the grime-covered walk, as they strove to raise funds for the global unfortunate that were addicted to drugs and were usually gathered on corners in the city to beg for change with an undernourished dog and a Starbucks mug in their laps. My time in Seattle as a volunteer was frustrating, as most of the homeless, drug-addicted, and mentally deranged refused housing and counseling, preferring to get an airplane ticket home to Kansas.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 640 with a pick two challenge. So here's my story. Dressed in a bathrobe, round-rimmed eyeglasses, and a mascara lightning bolt drawn on his forehead, Bilbert approached the door, his stomach filled with dread. He checked the address, 36 Dancing Elephant Lane, as the door opened. Mr. Withybotham glared at him. "I'm here for Linoleum Amanda's party. It's tonight, isn't it?" He held up the handwritten invitation. The man handed him a large mug of yellowish liquid, said, "Butterbeer," and waved Bilbert into the living room. He sat to the crinkling of his hidden plastic bag. Linoleum Amanda entered, smiling like a myopic fairy princess, wearing a single tennis shoe. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Years ago, there were around 26 million elephants on the planet. The total alive today is around 1.9% of that figure. The majority hunted down and killed for their ivory. Let's turn that on its head and imagine that elephants hunted people for their teeth. Instead, you, your family, friends, and acquaintances would all almost certainly have been killed, and this world of 6 billion human beings would number less than the population of Japan. 20 years, and the last elephant will be gone. Far more sickening than any story I could make up.
Hello, night people. Tom here, still in Canada. And my story this evening is called, You Never Know. Timmy was an unfortunate elephant. He never got the knack of marching in line with the other elephants in the circus. So regrettably, the circus owner had to find someone willing to take him off his hands. In a small town in Iowa, an elderly farmer spent a considerable time sizing Timmy up. After a fashion, an agreement was reached. A fair amount of corn feed exchanged for Timmy. As the circus train pulled out, Timmy shed a tear. When news of the circus train's deadly destruction just outside of Chicago arrived, Timmy was no longer an unfortunate elephant. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Tourabbers, I know here, and for this pick too, I have a story about global dread. We used to call them terrorists. Violence from nowhere, to sow terror. They would be simple things. Set off bombs. Fly planes into skyscrapers. Drive trucks into people. Mail anthrax to politicians. But that was before. Before smart contracts. Decentralized crypto, autonomous vehicles, and not quite human AI. Now, anything can happen, anywhere. Mysterious outbreaks of deadly plagues, random assassinations, rogue vehicles. Some say that terrorists give missions to autonomous AIs, and they spiral out of control. Others blame secret government agencies. But nobody knows. All they know is we no longer have shocks of terror, but pervasive global dread.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 640. And it's a pick two this week. And in honor of the pick two, I have two related stories. Part one, Battle Zone. The line, don't take a knife to a gunfight, was never more accurate than the time I was robbed during the night shift at the convenience store. The guy sauntered in, asked for a pack of cools, then pulled a knife on me. I handed him the contents of the till, but he had a surprise coming as I pulled my elephant gun from behind the counter. I say elephant gun, but it was really a toy modified to shoot elephant dung over the unfortunate victim. The police had to hose him off before taking him to the station. And part two, cleanup. I'm no idiot. I chased the robber out of the store and waited until he was outside before firing the gun. Splat. It was a very satisfying sound. I knew I'd have to wash away the grime before the morning shift arrived, but hosing down the parking lot was much easier than washing any affected merchandise inside. Our customers weren't the pickiest. Nonetheless, even they would have objected to dung-covered malt liquor cans and snack food bags. I made a mental note to gather more ammunition from my contact at the zoo before my next shift. I love the global economy. And that's it for me this week.
Good morning, Richard here. And this week, of course, was a pick two. And because I'm lazy, I didn't pick two. I just picked all of them and, well, there's two in there somewhere. It's called Muck. Okay, I know it isn't going to go away. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. I dread people asking how I became what Time magazine called the self-made king of dirt, splat and gunk. Because frankly, it was all down to an embarrassing mistake. I'd planned to go into organised criminal activity, a mob to rival, if not better, the Mafia. I even had millions worth of promotional material made up, like this mug. However, thanks to an unfortunate typo that wasn't picked up by the proofreader, well, read it for yourself. Richard's Global Grime Syndicate. Okay, time for me to go. Hope you have a good week. Speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Swifter and Swifter Justice by John DeCleese. It was unfortunate they had decided to show his ugly mug on the global feed one last time. There was dread on his face and grime, and he was as gray as an elephant. He knew what was coming. Yet he had persisted in his gross political crimes, opposing the rightful government of the unimaginably rich. What could he expect? The planet watched in fascination as he stood under the lights atop the tallest tower of the city. They watched as he was pitched into the pit, and watched in flashes as he accelerated downward, ever faster, and then... splat!
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
The global ivory trade is responsible for the deaths of hundreds of elephants a year. That ivory mug you're drinking from? Yes, Dave, that's illegal. The unfortunate grime you call coffee should be illegal too. I dread drinking this swill. Tastes like the reeking splat from the back of an elephant. I'd throw it out, but I'd be cited for contaminating the water supply. Why can't you just get a pod coffee maker like everyone else? Sure, brewing a whole pot traditionally is less expensive, but when nobody wants to drink this spill, it all goes to waste anyway, right?
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the Pick 2 topics. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to see who sent in stories, as well as what the topics were. I'm not going to go over the list again. I'd have to bring the website back up. Yes, I'm lazy and kind of tired. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And the next weekly challenge topic is power. So go ahead and go to the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You can see the text of the stories, links to people's sites, archives of over 13 years of stories, and what else? I don't know, photo of a cat? What do you think, Teeny? All right. So once again, thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.